Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm happy to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you listening through the radio, watching through Relevant Radio app, or online at relevantradio.com. Today the Church honors not a well-known saint, but not an obscure saint either, Saint Margaret of Hungary. She was from Hungary, obviously, daughter of a king. She was a princess at the age of 12 years old. She entered the Dominican convent. She objected to any special treatment that went out her way to perform the most menial tasks and the most exacting labors on behalf of the squalid and the poor and the most advanced hospital cases she endured. The extent of her labors and fasting and hours of prayer brought on the fatigue of which she died on January 18th in the year 1271. She has a beautiful quote to sum up her life. "Many of the people who look forward to a long life put off doing good works, since they think that they will have plenty of time before they die. As for me, I prefer to be among those who consider that they have no time to lose, if they wish to give God all the glory that they can before they die." And so we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
Amen.
Let's gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist. But before we dare go any further, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness before the Lord. We do that by examining our conscience, looking back on the past. How have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness, and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that, with you as our ruler and our guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold even fast now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve for Saul, whom I have rejected as king of Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons." But Samuel replied, "How can I go? Saul will hear of it, and he will kill me." To this the Lord answered, "Take a heifer along and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I myself will tell you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one that I point out to you." Samuel did as the Lord had commanded him. When he entered Bethlehem, the elders of the city came trembling to meet him and inquired, "Is your visit peaceful, O seer?" He replied, "Yes, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. So cleanse yourselves and join me today for the banquet." He also had Jesse and his sons cleanse themselves and invited them to the sacrifice. As they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see, because he sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and presented him before Samuel, who said, "The Lord has not chosen him." Next, Jesse presented Shammah, but Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel, but Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any one of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, Are these all the sons you have?" Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest who is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to them. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold and making a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel, with a horn of oil in hand, anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. When Samuel took his leave, he went to Ramah. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I have found David, my servant. Once you spoke in a vision, and to your faithful ones you said, "On a champion I have placed a crown. Over the people I have set a youth. I have found David, my servant. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, and that my arm may make him strong.
I have found David, my servant.
He shall say of me, 'You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior.' And I will make him the firstborn, highest of the kings of the earth.
I have found David, my servant.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Alleluia, alleluia. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God where Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. When I looked in the Ordo just to see what a brief explanation of the Gospel would be in a short sentence or a half a sentence, all it said was, "Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath." Well, we just heard those words, but what does it really mean? We're told that Jesus and his disciples were walking through a field of grain on the Sabbath, and the disciples decided to pluck some of the grains from the wheat. And the Pharisees immediately took issue with that, and they confronted Jesus. "Why do your disciples do what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" And Jesus gives them a little history about what David did, but also a lesson, I believe, in that, yes, Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. And that meant that Jesus was going to do things differently than what the scribes and the Pharisees were used to doing. And the scribes and the Pharisees did not like that at all. Jesus was taking the old Jewish law, of which he was very familiar, in which he had a great deal of respect for, But he wanted to go a step further. He wanted to tell his disciples, his followers, let's do things a little bit differently now. And I really believe that if you call Jesus the Lord of the Sabbath, you're saying that as Lord, he is going to do something different, not only at the time that he lived and walked on the face of the earth, but as followers of him right now in 2021, we're following in a different way than somebody else would lead us. We're following in the footsteps of Jesus. We're trying to do what Jesus would do. Not that we're going to go out in the field on a Sabbath and pick plucks of grain, but we are going to do things that Jesus would do. There used to be a little watch or a wristband that people would wear, WWJD. What would Jesus do? In our lives, what would Jesus do? Or more importantly, what would we do in the name of Jesus? After we celebrated the liturgy, we've listened to the readings, the Old Testament, the gospel. How will we do things differently after we leave, get out into the world? We are to be the hands and the eyes and the mouth and the ears of Jesus. Let us pray that just as the early disciples were willing to do something different, we're willing to do something differently as well, just by the way we lead our lives day in and day out. What we do by what we say is so extremely important. Let us pray that we will be faithful disciples of Jesus right now. Would you please stand? We take this time now that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we place before the Lord. For the Holy Father, Pope Francis, all bishops and priests, and for all those who evangelize, that by their example they will help convert the soul of the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For healing and reconciliation in our nation, in families and in individual hearts, and for God's peace to reign in our lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will build a culture of justice, peace, and love for all human life, especially the unborn, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For strong marriages and family life, that spouses will be open to life and protect their children with love and fidelity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Joanne Glow, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to priesthood, religious life, to the diaconate, we pray for our seminarians in their studies. We pray for those who are discerning. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us a bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Please, with the sacrifice that we offer you with mind and hearts, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, those most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are praised in the company of your saints like Margaret of Hungary, and in crowning their merits, you crown your own gifts. By their way of life, you offer us an example. By communion with them, you give us companionship. By their intercession, sure support. So that encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord. And so with the angels and the archangels and with the great multitude of the saints, we pray the prayer of your praise as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Margaret of Hungary, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Please safely extend to one another a greeting of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. And let us stand now to conclude our prayer. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here today at Relevant Radio. I hope that you will enjoy us again tomorrow and join us at the same time, noon central, for Mass. And to be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central Time. And together we pray the prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
The Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky.
Is that you, Emmy Lou?
Yes.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
What's your prayer intention?
It's my birthday.
It is?
Aww.
How
happy
old
birthday.
Are you?
I'm 6.
Happy birthday to you.
The happiest half hour of your day.
My birthday was on Saturday. I want you to sing for me, too.
We will. You got to say you're under 10 years old.
Yeah, right.
The Family Rosary Across America.
7 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio.